Fulfilled. The Joy of Being Ready is the title of the sermon given by the Reverend Christopher S. Johnson. In today's worship service coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. The presiding pastor is the Reverend Dr. Stephen K. Jurdy. We invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. This day marks the fourth and final Sunday of the Church's season of Advent, during which we intensify our expectation of our Lord's final coming, even as He once came to us at Bethlehem. The organist is cantor Irene Beathy. The musicians are the Zion Hand Chime Choir. The violin is played by Mary Premu. The lector is Robert Hockenberger. The service begins with the prayers for confession and absolution. Then the congregation will sing the entrance hymn, My Soul Rejoices, number 933 in the Lutheran Service Book. This Sunday's radio broadcast is sponsored by Tom and Emu Oshima Tronetsky and Larry and Polly Nemec and their families in loving memory of their wonderful mother and grandmother, Pearl Tronetsky, who would have been 102 years old this December 23rd.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Advent comes from Micah 5, verses 2, 5a. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler of Israel, whose origin is from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And he shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Psalm 80.
Hear, ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 10. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book.' When he said above, 'You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law,' then he added, 'Behold, I have come to do your will.' He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In response to the Word of God, the vocalists and the congregation sing the hymn of the day, O Come, Emmanuel, number 357 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Grace and peace to you all from our God and Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a lot of joy someone can have in being ready. The bride for her wedding, the athlete for his sporting event, the baker with his dough, the musician before their orchestra performance, the mechanic with their tools, the artist with their supplies. And in our passage for today, mothers-to-be with babies in their tummies. There is much that goes into being ready, of course. Someone doesn't get ready by doing nothing at all. Just imagine going to a wedding, a sporting event, a bakery, a concert, a car shop, a studio where nothing or no one was ready. Only disappointment would ensue. Or imagine a husband and wife who bring their child home from the hospital, only they have no crib, no diapers, no clothes, nothing really at all. You'd think that these new parents weren't very excited at all about this child that's been growing in the mother's womb for 9 months. But their lack of preparation, that lack of preparation shows that they probably aren't that excited at all. But isn't that why people get ready in the first place? You get ready because you're excited about something, or maybe about someone. Certainly there may be moments, circumstances in our lives where we just have to get ready for something, not because we are necessarily excited about it, but because we simply have to do it. How many of you non-retired folks are always excited about going to your job on Monday morning, maybe even tonight, Sunday night? I don't doubt many of you love what you do, but others of you might struggle going to a place that you really don't want to be. But you go to provide for yourselves, for your family, to support the work of Christ through his church. Or how many of you retired folks are excited about what tomorrow will bring? Is your planning book full of things you're looking forward to doing, or full of things you're loathing to dive into? If you're not looking forward to this and that, we can probably assume that you are not very joyful in getting prepared for what needs to be done. Now, what do you see in your mind's eye when you hear this story about Mary visiting Elizabeth? Two women separated by decades of life experience, yet united by blood and through unexpected pregnancies. Here is Mary with her acne. There is Elizabeth with her wrinkles. When you heard this passage read, did you hear about the women who are joyfully ready about something, or that they're loathing about what's happening in the future? No, you see smiles, you hear laughter, you see rejoicing, you see bellies jiggling with joy, hands in the air because of celebration. You hear about older Elizabeth, who is excited to see her niece, Mary, who has just traveled about 100 miles from Nazareth to a place we now call Ein Kerem, located just southwest of Jerusalem in the hill country of Judah. But even more so, you see Elizabeth, who is joyfully ready to meet her Lord, who is growing in Mary's womb. And not only was Elizabeth elated, excited, rejoicing at this meeting, but so also was the baby in her womb, John. Little John, perhaps 26 or so weeks along, leaped in his mother's womb, we are told. It seems like this little baby who would grow up to baptize and preach with the zeal of an Old Testament prophet was ready to meet his Lord as well. Little Jesus, who is probably the size of a raspberry in his mother's womb. They both were ready, Elizabeth, John, and they both were full of joy. And we can't forget Mary. Listen again to the first words of Mary's song, what we call the Magnificat. She sings. And when you're joyful, that's what you do. You sing, right? She sings, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Mary wasn't dour. She wasn't saddened. She wasn't bitter. She could have been. She likely left Nazareth because of the wagging tongues and the whispers going on behind her back in Nazareth as people discussed the situation, the mysterious situation of Mary's pregnancy. But she left, and then she comes to Elizabeth and Zechariah's home and is met with unrestrained joy. And then she herself breaks out in unrestrained joy, singing upon hearing what Elizabeth has to say to her about that Lord in her womb. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when was the last time that you were truly so full of joy that you could have just leapt up, right up into the air? When was the last time you were so ready for what was to come, ready for something that you've been waiting for, planning for, longing for the day to arrive, that the building up, the anticipation of that day, it finally exploded and erupted with laughter and celebration and singing? Moments like that may be few and far between in our lives, but they need not be so. As Christians, we are summoned to be a people always prepared. And always prepared for what? Always joyfully prepared for the return of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He came once in humility, born to Mary, the long-promised seed that would crush the serpent's head, as was told to Eve thousands upon thousands of years before. He came to this weary world bearing grace and mercy in his hands, in his body that was prepared for this, as we hear in our reading from Hebrews. Grace and mercy danced upon his words as he preached and as he forgave sinners. He came to this, as he once said, this corrupt and perverse generation, that forgiveness would be doled out in copious measure to all sorts of sinners. But how was Jesus received? He was not received with excitement, like Elizabeth, or with leaping as little John in the womb. No, we hear, for example, in John chapter 1, that Jesus, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. So, people of God, learn from the example of Elizabeth, John, and Blessed Mary. Learn from them and be ready for all that God has in store for you and for this world. Jesus came once in humility, but he will come again in power and great glory. He will not seem so meek and so mild on that day when he comes again with all the heavenly hosts following behind him as he prepares to judge the living and the dead, riding in on that white horse, he who is called faithful and true. He will return to this world that long lay in sin and error pining. He will return as he has promised, which should give us a thrill of hope, making this weary world to be about the business of rejoicing. And so one of the ways you can all be joyfully prepared for this day is to be in the Lord's house, listening to the Lord's word as you are here and now, eagerly listening to the God who wants and wills to speak to you, eagerly waiting to receive the body and blood of Christ given and shed for you. And another way you can joyfully be ready and prepared for the return of Jesus is to, as the old Christmas carol goes, fall on your knees, hearing the angels' voices. What the angels announced to Joseph, to Mary, to Zechariah and Elizabeth, to prophets and patriarchs, to shepherds and to saints, is announced again to you this day. Jesus Christ, the desire of all nations, will come again. May you and your household joyfully prepare for this day so that when this day comes, you will laugh and leap and praise your Lord and your God, because in the end, this is why you were made. That you, fellow kings and queens, straightened up sinners, fellow image bearers of the God who is passionately in love with you, his people, and with this world, you were made that you would rejoice with him in his new creation. Let us all be ready for such a day. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all creation according to its needs. For the gift of the Holy Spirit be poured out upon all creation, that every creature be ready for the coming of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. For the nation in which we live, that it too would be prepared to receive our Lord Jesus Christ with glad hearts and repentance. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those who may suffer injury as a result of preparing for Christ, especially our brethren in the Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and the Maldives, let us pray to the Lord. For this congregation and the neighborhoods in which we live, that these neighborhoods will be places filled with the light of the gospel, let us pray to the Lord. For those who have asked our prayers, remembering especially Carol, Inga, Keith, Raphael, Avery, Bill, Lori, Barb, Krista, David, Mike, Joe and Karen, Jeff and Marge. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who travel and all who grieve, for all who fight addictions, and for all who are anxious about the future, that they would know the healing power of God, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Spirit to be with us as we now receive our Lord in his flesh and blood at this Holy Supper, that we would receive him with great joy, let us pray to the Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
In preparation,
one announcement as we prepare for Holy Communion. Please do note that there are boxes located at each entrance to receive offerings to assist our neighbors who have been afflicted by tornadoes in the central states of our nation. We remember them at this time, praying that God would give them restoration and strength and peace in his presence. We prepare for the Holy Supper.
In preparation for the Blessed Sacrament of Holy Communion, the Hand Chime Choir will play the offertory O Come, Emmanuel, as arranged by Susan Jeske.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, with this bread and cup, we remember the life our Lord offered to us. Believing in the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast.
Amen.
Which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
Thank you.
During the distribution, the hand chime choir will play Long Ago Prophets Knew by Carol Lynn Mizzle. The soloist will then play The Angel Gabriel by Robert Powell. The congregation will then sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 361 in the Lutheran service book. The postlude will be Cacata on Veni Emmanuel by Paige C. Long.
Thank you.
at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Check out our website on Facebook for live streamed events, or visit our website www.zionlutheranwausau.com. Zion has been broadcasting on this radio station each Sunday morning for 84 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your letters and your comments. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. May our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
Lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God,
now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.